In Simi Valley, California today, an event that Americans have not seen for a decade. A solemn public paid its respects to a former U.S. president. The remains of Ronald Reagan lay in repose at the presidential library that bears his name. Mourners filed past a closed, flag-draped casket. His state funeral will take place in Washington later this week. News analyst Daniel Shore now reflects on Ronald Reagan's legacy.
He has given his name to a Washington airport, to an international trade building, and to a mountain in New Hampshire. There will be more monuments, many more. But the true legacies of Ronald Reagan are the ideologies that bear his name. The Reagan Revolution, Reagan Economics or Reaganomics, and the Reagan Doctrine of Anti-Communism. Reaganomics was based on the so-called supply-side theory that reducing taxes would stimulate the economy and shrink the size of government. Starve the beast, he called it. His opponent for nomination, George Bush, called it voodoo economics. And Reagan's own budget director, David Stockman, said it was based on an illusion that he called a rosy scenario. But the deep tax cuts accompanied by whopping defense increases did help to produce an economic boom, along with a record deficit. And then there was the Reagan Doctrine, first enunciated in a speech to the British House of Commons in 1982, and then in a State of the Union message in 1985, calling for bringing down the communist evil empire by a calculated policy of supporting so-called freedom fighters in countries like Angola, Afghanistan, and Nicaragua. It was trying to apply the Reagan Doctrine to the Contra rebels in Nicaragua that led the Reagan administration into the Iran-Contra scandal. The president allowed the sale of missiles to Iran to raise money for arms to the Contras that Congress had voted to cut off. But President Reagan held, as he expressed it in his State of the Union message, that we must not break faith with those who are risking their lives to defy Soviet aggression. In pursuit of the Reagan Doctrine, the United States invaded the Caribbean island of Grenada, where an airport runway was being built that could handle Cuban jet fighters. The left-leaning government of Grenada was ousted and a new one installed. Grenada's monument to the Reagan Doctrine today is a Reagan postage stamp, a footnote to the Reagan chapter of history. This is Daniel Shore.